The Waterloo Region District School Board highlighted supports that are available for students and staff who identify as LGBTQ2S+ at its meeting Monday. I think it's important to note that supports we have in place are helpful for our students who are in a position of safely being able to openly identify at school, said Superintendent Krissa Hill at a WRDSB. That's an important premise to land. We operate with the understanding that support can only be truly provided when every single student feels safe to exist as their authentic self at school. Supports in place include gender and sexuality alliances at schools, gay-straight alliances, GSAs, help break the silence of inaction or indifference that surrounds LGBTQ2S+ identities. Given the educational, health, and safety benefits of GSAs, provinces including Ontario have passed legislation supporting their startup in schools. Through ongoing advocacy and listening to student voices, we are now offering a new Grade 9 physical education course which is all gender, starting in the 2022-23 school year, Hill said. The course will be phased in with over half of the schools beginning this fall and the remainder, in the following school year. Recognizing the current realities of homophobia and transphobia in our schools that impact our students' ability to be out, it was brought to our attention that all gendered washrooms would out particular students, Hill said. We've begun the process of engaging to destigmatize these spaces to moving towards changing signage to include washrooms for everyone, and offering training around gender identity and expression. There are also monthly GSA drop-ins with staff members from the AIDS Committee of Cambridge, Kitchener-Waterloo and Area's education team. We have support for students and staff in attending the OK2BME conference occurring virtually, Hill said. Students and staff also have access to child and youth worker supports, guidance counselors and social workers as they are able. Hill said WRDSB is also engaged in training to accommodate persons who identify as transgender. This is training for administrators to be able to help them support the authentic self of all students and staff in all schools, Hill said. WRDSB is also offering ongoing supports for staff who identify as LGBTQ2S+ and over the past year, has established staff affinity groups as well as regular wellness check-ins,